This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. I want to get into our Black and Gold Sound Bank here from Saints head coach Kellen Moore. What he had to say after our second viewing of organized team activities. Here's Coach Moore after today's practice.
What can you actually evaluate with like the offensive lineman this time of year?
It is tricky. You know, a lot of their day is going to be spent in fundamentals and technique and a lot of individual work. The D-line's the same thing. So they're really, you know, you're having to focus on the fundamentals. You're having to look at that and evaluate and see them continue to progress. And then once we get to walk through, that's where they're going to get their team component of it. And again, that setting is a controlled tempo. We're trying not to put ourselves in a compromised position. We don't want, you know, a bunch of physical contact. That's not what this time of year is for. So that is their evaluation of, are they assignment sound? Do they know what they're doing? And so, you know, that's the way this thing is set up at this time of year. And so I think our guys are handling it really well.
What do you like about Chris Olave's game? You know, you've had a chance to work with him. And what are some areas where you can see him happen?
When he was coming out, what attracted us to us, I was in Dallas. You saw the skill set. You see the physical component. So he's got speed. He's got excellent hands. He attacks the football. I think that's the thing that jumps out on film. His just spatial awareness and understanding of football is at an incredible level. I remember we went through we do like a receiver test when we bring guys in. And I mean, he was, if not the best guys we've ever had, you know, as we went through that process there over all those years. And so it was very, very impressive. His ability to process football, see it from a big picture perspective. A lot of guys can know their assignment, but he understands how it all ties together. And again, he's showing it out there right now, his ability to line up in a number of different spots, which will allow us to move him around.
Marcus Yarns, undrafted free agent. What do you like about him? That obviously he's a draft.
Yeah.
Surprised about that. And two, with him being an undrafted free agent, does he have to do something extra than, you know,
we talked through him through the draft process. We were really, really interested in him from the draft perspective. His background, he's played a lot of different positions, so he has a really diverse background, and we feel like his ability to grow in the running back room, just because it's somewhat new to him, is going to be more leaps and bounds compared to other guys who've been in that position for a long time. And so he's got a great feel for the game. He's got, you know, we feel like the weight room with Ted and those guys is going to be a great growth opportunity for him to continue to develop. And he was an eighth rounder, as I like to call him, and those guys will hop in here, and once you're in this building, whatever happens, you just gotta get in the room, and then it's on from there. So we're really, really excited about him.
Yeah. Talk about the speed of Olave, adding all that versatility, him and Shadid, and
Yeah, I really like the experience of all three of those guys, and certainly we have some depth that has some experience as well. And so we feel like it's a deep group, a group that has a lot of experience. They really understand football at a really high level, which I think really excites us, our ability to play them in a number of positions, play matchup football, and obviously the speed factor will be something we'll try to create more and more opportunities for those guys.
Last week I asked about off-platform throws. I know Kyler kind of made one today. He kind of slipped to the left and threw one. As somebody who played in the league and has coached and knows the speed, do you like that and say, let it rip, bro? Or do you kind of cringe thinking, you got to be careful doing something like that?
No, I think you got to practice those situations. You know, certainly any quarterback, if we can be within our base, under control, we would love that. Every single throw. That doesn't happen in the NFL. You got to be able to throw off platform and in different goofy positions. I think you can see a lot of the drill work that Scott does with these guys, you know, using bags and dummies and different things that they got to navigate, put them in positions where their feet aren't set and they still got to get into the posture and get into their ability to throw at those different arm angles. So, it's been great for those guys.
What have you thought of the defensive line since arriving here? You know, last year obviously second worst in run defense. Obviously you weren't here yet, but what's your confidence level that group can perform at a high level, and what have you seen from them so far?
They've done a nice job. I think Bo, Jay, you know, BY, you know, they got three of the best in the league that you can possibly have from a coaching perspective. And so we feel like that group's going to be able to develop really, really well. Guys that were here, we certainly added some pieces via trade, free agency, and the draft. And so we feel like we got some depth there that we're excited to let these guys roll. And obviously a lot of their evaluation comes in training camp just because that's when the pads come on and you get to evaluate that. And obviously the run game is going to be a huge factor of that on both sides of the football.
In your experience calling plays in the NFL, has teaching the RPO game like changed, maybe gotten a little easier just considering how much of that is used in college football now? I mean, like, Spencer Rand, I guess, is that
I think there's definitely some familiarity for these guys in the RPO. We have these RPRs where your ability to, you know, play the read game and play the throw game and make those decisions. Because there is the one thing with a lot of those plays is there's some that are very, you know, defined. And then there's a lot that kind of live in the gray. And there's a decision factor that you kind of have to have reps and experience on. And, you know, it's not exact science with it, whether you, you know, do you have the advantage to throw it? Should you hand it off? And these guys who've done this a bunch of times over the last few years, certainly through college. Tyler was another example. Tyler, you know, ran a ton of these, you know, even at Louisville. And so, you know, these guys got a lot of experience on it, which I think will be great for us.
What kind of impact has Bo Davis made with that D-line? You kind of talked about it a little bit there, but what have you seen from him so far?
Bo's been excellent. Bo's been around this game for a really long time. He has great connection with the players. He gets the best out of them, and you can certainly feel that. And, you know, we feel very fortunate to have him. He's been awesome.
How was Devin Neal
in development? Done a great job. You can see that his feel for the game, really high level. Obviously, see some of the past game stuff that's shown up in 7-on-7. And I think one of the things in our walkthrough setting that, you know, some people lose sight on from a running back perspective is how hard the pass protection is. And he's picked up some blitzes, you know, just in that walkthrough setting that you can tell, you know, his brain's clicking really, really well, and he has a great feel for that. And so that's a huge part, because a lot of those younger guys, that's usually their challenge to get on the field, is their ability to play in the pass protection game. And he's done a great job.
Kind of held that left guard spot. Mm-hmm. Is that something that, is that indicative of him doing well there, or are there just rotations that we have?
Obviously, he's done an excellent job. I mean, a transition is never easy for anyone. And so, you know, the more reps you get at that spot, the more comfortable you're going to be. I think, you know, we've had a couple guys who kind of Tolly going to the right and Trevor going back to the left. Those guys have hopped in there and done an excellent job. And so it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for those guys. But, you know, we've done it early enough that gives them a ton of reps through this process. And then we'll be able to continue to grow through training camp.
There's a pending position change. How far back?
It was like anytime you come somewhere new, you're continuing to get to know the players. And so that's a process. You just got to get to know them, spend time watching them on film, getting to know them as people. You know, certainly we had discussions as far as, you know, how we can handle the offensive line from a you know, fitting everyone in there standpoint. And then, you know, really the decision didn't certainly happen until we were able to get Kelvin, you know, through that process. And so once we got Kelvin, then we were able to kind of talk through what's the best way of transpiring here. And so, you know, those guys were great about it. They did an excellent job. Obviously, you know, we're going to talk through this as a collaborative group. And so certainly, you know, the offensive line coaches, Doug, you know, talking with personnel guys, just to make sure we're all on the same page and seeing the same vision. So it's been great.
Because Penning has, I mean, his physicality obviously is on tape. And does that make it possible to discern before full contact practices whether this transition is really going to work, or do you still need to see it all through training camp?
We feel great with where he's at. I think he's progressing really, really well. He's done an excellent job of just hopping in there. Again, it's a little bit of a new position for him, but he's in a similar stance that he's been in most of his career on the left side. That helps. And then I think the physicality, especially in training camp, is going to just pop, you know, once he continues to embrace it and just go for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Saints head coach Kellen Moore speaking to the media today after the second viewing for the media, at least, for the OTAs. They'll wrap up the second week tomorrow and then crank back up with the third and final week of voluntary workouts on Monday.
So we have one more OTA.
Yeah, we're back on this, right? Thursdays. Thursdays is media day.
Thursday, then we'll have the mandatory minicamp, which is bam, bam, bam.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, three straight days in a row. But I still think it'll be the same type practices. Like I said earlier, you know, collective bargaining agreement. They're really competing. What you can actually take notes on who's winning and losing is like 7-on-7, not team drills. And even how the CBA collective bargaining agreement has come about is that from the get-go in training camp, they're not like hell-bent to leather.
Right away, right.
No, they're easing into
that ramp-up period.
Ramp-up. I say ease into it. They ramp up, ease into it.
You don't know nothing about ramping up when you were playing.
What? You're going 2 days. Listen, now you can't. Okay, they don't even have 2 days. You can't go more than three straight days of practice.
Right, need a break.
You have to have a player's day off. No, we would go, I think the most ever, 15 straight days.
Wow.
For sure, 10. Okay. And 2 days. Oh, then you got a day off. No, but it's good. Collective bargaining agreement. That's why you have it. Obviously, you want your players competing in September, October, not be all August, you know, whatever it might be. But, but even high school. Your sons are playing high school football right now, Steve. Then they don't have 2 days.
Right, correct.
And nobody has 2 days. If you tried to have 2 days again in high school, you'd have kids quitting football. That's too much. I don't want to do that. You know, so whatever. I'm not saying they solve, but...
It's a different time.
It's a different time, so you just have to accept it and move on.
I will say, to me, it just seems we have a heck of a lot more soft tissue injuries nowadays than when maybe you played, or maybe I just wasn't aware of it then.
Yeah, or, I mean, you kind of train whatever and Steve, I don't know. I can't answer that. That'd be giving some opinion where I really don't know. So
yeah, I just feel like that more intense training that you went through kind of toughened you up for the rigors of the NFL season, not wore you down.
Now you get fine. Can you imagine? You remember Bull in the Ring? You have all a ring and they blow the whistle and people come and headhunt you? Can't do that. Oklahoma drill?
Right.
You remember LSU, I don't think they can even do that big cat drill. T-Bob would always tell me about that. Top offensive against defensive player. I don't think they can even do that no more. You know, you got to, I don't know, just chicken fight. You know, I don't know. Listen, it comes to be, and that's a different thing, like flag football. You might say, oh, I want to see NFL players. Like, you got NBA players, the best of the best, to win a gold medal. If I'm an NFL owner and I'm paying millions and hundreds of millions of dollars to a player.
You ain't playing in the Olympics.
You ain't playing no damn Olympics flag football. You land wrong. They don't get, even though they're grabbing the flag, you blow out your knee, you blow out your Achilles or something. No.
I laughed. I saw Patrick Mahomes was asked about, would you play in the Olympics? He goes, oh, I'm going to leave that to the younger kids.
Yeah.
Patty Mahomes saying he's the grizzled old vet now.
I know it's awesome to win a gold medal, whatever. But
sure.
If you get a lot of... big bucks, like Justin Jefferson. Oh, I want to win a gold medal, whatever, a dream. If I'm paying you big bucks, no.
Cincinnati's going, we don't want you to go anywhere.
No, Justin Jefferson, the Vikings. No, you work for the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Jamar Chase.
Yeah, Jamar, any of them.
Right.
You work for the Vikings or the Bengals. You don't need to represent your country. That's a different animal. After you retire from the NFL.
Sure, you can go.
And you can go try out and see if you could be on the Olympic team for flag football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.